Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn, little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hello, everybody, and stay tuned, and do not change this channel because I have, it's really called Hollywood Connections, but also today it's called Hollywood Connections, and I have an amazing guest in the house. Tell everybody, introduce yourself.
G.W. Tully.
That's right, and I met him at the International Christian Film Festival, and I was up nominated for the Best Talk Show, Host and Best Talk Show, and it was such a phenomenal event, but what I really enjoyed meeting you is when we got together and we prayed, and we just prayed before the show here. It's so warm in the studio right now. It wasn't. It's nice and cool, but there's so much of the Holy Spirit here today, and I have my little Disney fan on me. And in the meantime, let's go to some commercials, and we'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese. Stay tuned. This is a Miracle Story Hour. If you need a miracle, you have to stay tuned. Please share this show. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Hollywood Connections. I am looking for the next beauty queen reporter or reporter. You can audition live on the air with me. Call 727-871-7788. You could represent your city, state, or country and have your own half-hour show with me at this station. All ages accepted. Get ready for memories and red carpet events. I'll see you at the station.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
You wouldn't believe where I've been. The cities and towns I've been in. From Boston to Denver. And every town in between.
Everyone looks the same.
The people, they all look the same.
Yes, I'll say.
Oh, only the names have been changed.
Yes, names.
But now that I'm home.
I'm back. This is Hollywood Connections, and I'm just in awe of what God is doing in this man's life. And I'm sitting here, and I see a library of books that you have written that God told you to write. So let's introduce yourself and tell everybody what you do and what you're doing with your books and just about your life. You have so many miracle stories. And let's start off with tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Well, my name is G.W. Tolley, and I'll kind of give you a little bit of history about my testimony. When I was young, you know, it would be like my mom would cook breakfast, and you would smell that on Sunday morning, and she'd come in and say, "Get up," and then she'd like flip on the light, and I wouldn't get up, and then my dad would come in, and he would bring a wet wash rag, pull the covers off, and he would wet us down, and he would say, "Get up," and so I said, "When I grow up," I said, "I will never go to church again," and he said, "Well, until you grow up, get up."
Ooh.
And I never went back to church for 20-some years.
Wow. And you said you were kind of falling away from God for a while.
I did. I was raised in Northeast Tennessee.
Okay.
Lived in Nashville for 16 years. One of my friends worked for the radio station, the Grand Ole Opry.
Okay.
So I was always on the Grand Ole Opry at every party and with every who you can think of.
Right.
And was just the biggest partier for like 17 years.
So what brought you back to, I would say, back to one in the movie business?
Well, I moved to Orlando, and I've been here about 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that when they were selling all the apartments, turning them into condos, and they forced people out?
Right.
I was in that process. So ended up, bought a condo, and kind of speed you forward, I had identity theft.
Oh, no.
They got into my checking, my savings, my credit cards. There was a knock on the door. The police came, and they served me with papers. It was over $20-some thousand. So that's a felony, so you go straight to prison. So I had to try to find a lawyer and get me out of this. So,
oh, my gosh. Did they find the person that was doing your identity?
They never really even looked for him, I don't believe.
Oh, my gosh. And that's scary out there. For watch out what you put out on social media as well with your credentials and so forth. And so here you are. We had met at the International Christian Film Festival, and you are an author as well. And I'm just in awe. Tell me about some of the books that you've written, and then we're going to go into some miracle stories that you had told me when you had called me last week.
So Comforting Messages from Heaven was the very first book. And there was such a burden of all the things I'd been through that I had to get it out of my system. And as a child, I was hearing impaired. So I failed all the way through. I mean, English, spelling, grammar, punctuation, I failed. Last name starts with a T. I was in the very back of the room. So then they did emergency surgery the second year of high school, and then I could hear. So, but God wanted me to write this book, and I said, "You have the wrong person."
Oh, wow.
English, spelling, grammar, punctuation, that's not me.
Right.
And so I shared with some people, you know, how do I write a book? How do I do this? And God had given me exactly what to do. And the images are just, they're really so awesome. And this is an iPhone 5.
Beautiful.
And so graphic designer, they couldn't believe that this was a moving picture on the interstate that I just took the phone out the window.
Stunning, very stunning. And well, you know, so this book, and what I love about it, it has notes next to it. Explain that.
Yeah. So that way, when you're going through, you can write your journal of whatever God's speaking to you. And that's the way he wanted it done. He wanted the pictures turned a certain way. There was publishers that said, "This won't work, this won't sell, we don't do this." And I'm like, but God didn't say it would sell. Mm-hmm. He didn't say people would like it. God said to do it.
And you did it. And how long did this take you to write this book?
That one was pretty quick, but it was the period I had to make payments monthly.
Right.
And my family was like, "You don't even have money to eat. Why are you going to publish a book?" And I'm like, "Well, God has asked me to do that." So it took a year for the down payments of everything else.
Well, I just got off the phone with a lady named Bobby Hill Casting, and she's doing Christian films. And we had a chat, and I said, "You need him on Women in Film coming up," which is an amazing place for women in film and men in film as well. And we had a little chat before the show on that. Now, also, too, is let's go into another book that you have.
Okay. So this one was... God had me go to the International Christian Film Festival. That's a whole big long story of how God plopped me in there.
I was wondering how you got over there.
I'll have to tell you that story.
Okay.
But he had me paint this, and I don't paint, but he had me paint it this way. The front is also the back. He wanted the font done in blue. Again, they said
you
they don't.
You just had
do
a
that.
Feeling that God was saying, this is what I want you to do in your prayer time.
He said, this is what I want you to do.
Wow.
And he said, I want you to leave the left-hand side blank. That way, when people are reading this, because as I spoke to you and your journey, I want to speak to them and I want them to write. Because a lot of people have stories. They have testimonies that they really need to tell.
Right.
Because you never know who you can touch. Because I've met so many people that have wanted to commit suicide. They don't want to live. And when I was a child, I didn't want to live because I couldn't hear. I'm like, God, just take me.
Mm-hmm.
And
then you have a miracle on that, too. We're going to stay tuned because you want to hear how he got his hearing back, which is amazing as well. Another miracle story.
So this one was actually revealed at the City of David in Israel.
Interesting. Called a modern day job. We're going to have all this up on drhollywoodconnections.com. We're going to help him sell these books. Drhollywoodconnections.com. You'll be checking that out. And also on my Facebook later today under Dawn Reese Show. Okay, so there you go.
So God sent me to Israel, and I was by myself. He was with me. And I've never traveled international. That was my first trip. And to get off the plane and look out the window and see...
Well, that is another amazing step, I'll tell you, just to go to Israel, blessings and favor, my experience, supernatural, 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 by G.W. Tolley. Mm-hmm. Where can they buy these books?
At productionsbyfaith.com.
Productionsbyfaith.com.
Yeah.
And if you are looking for a good summer read, you want to be inspired, mm-hmm. you need to be lifted up. I'll tell you, you walked in and you said you had a gift for me today. And I said, mm-hmm. you know, I've been reading my Bible because you showed me your Bible. And
yeah.
you have all these notes and sticky notes. And my mother, before she had passed away, she said, did you ever read the Bible all the way through? And I said, I never did all the way through. I'd come here and there. Mm-hmm. But you just gave me a pad that says, walk with me. And it's amazing because I'm going to put this next to my computer, and that's where I read in the morning with a candlelight, yeah. you know, right there. But and that is like God saying, okay, walk with me more, Dawn, walk with me more.
Yeah.
So I'm with you.
Because it's just step by step. And I had never read my Bible until last March. And I mean, if you look at it now, it's barely just hanging together.
I see that. It
looks like, you know, it's really... over years, but it's not.
And you had a word for today in here because you showed me that. I know today's word for everybody. And this is a little bit different show. Like I said, we have Hollywood Connections. This is Hollywood Connections to get you, you know, inspired and, you know, renew your faith as well.
And so today, the Bible had opened up. It was Isaiah 6, 1. It says, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it, cherubim, each one had six wings, and two covered his face, and two covered his feet. And with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, 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 and is the Lord of hosts, and the whole earth is filled with his glory. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh.
Well, you know, that is a great word for today, and that is Isaiah 6. 1-3
1-3
Perfect. So make a note of that one as well. Let's go into another book that you have, because I can't wait to get into your miracle stories as well as what you were telling me. I'm just in awe of what happened to you. So stay tuned. And then you have another book. You said that God has spoke to you, and you have it in Spanish as well. And you don't speak Spanish.
I don't speak Spanish.
Wow.
So this one is about Sasha. And Sasha was a sassy schnauzer. And... She had kennel cough when she was born, and they said, don't get attached to her. She's going to die.
Mm.
And I said, I'm already attached to her, and she's not going to die.
Is this a real story?
It is.
Oh, okay.
And I called people up, and I said, hey, my dog is sick. Will you pray for her? And some people laughed at me. And I go, this is my child. This is my baby.
Oh, you bet they are.
And I said, you know, prayer, you know, anything we agree upon.
Yep.
And so she got better, and she was just so sweet. And then she had kidney stones. I came home and there was just blood everywhere, and took her to, and they had to do emergency surgery.
Oh, geez.
And so they did that not only once, but twice. And then she had the most deadly bacteria that ever found in a dog. And they said she wasn't going to live. And she ate her whole entire side out. And I had prayed and I said, God, you know, she's mine, but she's yours.
Right.
And I give her to you. And I just anointed her and lifted her up and said, God, she's yours. And so on the Wednesday when I took her, they said, we can't do emergency surgery because she's not strong enough.
Mm.
And so they said, we've done all these tests. We still don't know what's going on. So we're just going to bandage her up, bring her back on Saturday. So I brought her back, and I was in the room, and they come in, and they said, "Do you think this is funny?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" They go, "Do you think this is funny?" I said, "What are you talking about?" They said, "What are you trying to pull?" And I go, "Where's my dog?" So I went back there, and on the surgery table, they had taken off the bandages, and she was completely healed.
Amazing. Oh, my gosh.
And
see?
They thought I had swapped out dogs, and I said, "This is the same one." I said, "You heal with medicine, but God is still the greatest healer of all."
Good for, oh my gosh, what, wow, what a testimony.
So he also wanted this one done in Spanish, and so the guy that did Will Smith, I'm sorry, Will Setzer, had worked for Disney,
okay.
And a lot of the Disney people were laid off. I only had enough money to do 4 images, and he said, "I can't do a book and leave it like that." So he did a beautiful, beautiful
job. The illustration's amazing.
Yes.
Just amazing. And it's in Spanish. I'm looking at the Spanish now, and I don't speak Spanish, but for all of you Spanish listeners out there, this is an amazing book for your child. And Faith, if you have a dog that is not feeling well, this would be a great inspirational book because so many people, you should get this in veterinarians.
I had taken it to one veterinarian, and it's in 30 different children's hospitals. Ronald McDonald House, when I'd sent it, they said, because I just donate them.
Okay.
And
I mean, for sure, for all the people that are taking their pets in, and this is so inspirational. And I'll have to talk to my veterinarian. I was just there yesterday. So that, amazing. So we're going to play a little bit more. We can play a little bit more of that miracle just in the background, just for a little bit of driving time. And we're going to come back in just a few minutes, and we have a couple more books to cover. And the other book that you, how many books do I have in front of me?
Well, there's 13 total.
Wow.
And I didn't bring all 13 because I know we only have an hour.
Right. This is you're definitely a documentary and a film. Oh my gosh. Okay. And then the other two books you're going to talk about.
So Focus on God's Promises. And that's the thing is, you know, the enemy is constantly talking to us.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do this. You're not good enough. But we have to go back and focus on God's promises of what he has to say about us. And that's just as long as we stay focused on that and shut out the enemy, then we can do whatever God wants us to do.
Exactly. And just keep the faith because, you know, especially now, people are going through such hard times, just coming back into reality and life.
Yeah.
And I just saw on the news that children need to get out there and exercise more because they're more high blood pressure in children and all this stuff going on. Yeah. And, you know, and parents and trying to get back to work, which is amazing. So that is a perfect book for now to read as well. And then this book.
One Last Chance. That was a story that I did not want to write. And this was during the pandemic when everything was shut down. God had already had me buy the supplies, and he had me paint. And again, you know, I just paint the way he wants me to paint because I'm not a painter.
It looks like a professional painting.
It does, doesn't it?
It does. Amazing, yes.
So he was like, you know, put the blue right here and do a circle and come outwards. Then he wanted yellow, but it wasn't dry, so it turned into green. And each of these colors in the Bible have
A meaning. Yes.
Then you have the yellow, and then you have the orange, which was from the first book, you know, A Modern Day Job, and the world calls it A Modern Day Job. And then you have the one dot, which is like the sun, the S-U-N, but this is the S-O-N.
Right.
And this is covered by the blood.
Well, you know, I'd like to do another show with you later on after I read the books and make some notes and do a book review show. I'm doing that with somebody else as well. So we're going to have you back in July.
Okay.
You know, coming. I know you drove 2 hours over here. And you live in what area?
I live in Apopka.
Apopka. That's beautiful over there. My gosh.
Oh, awesome.
I love that side of town. And then you have another book as well. And
God wanted this written. I was going to pick I work for a company and they were all atheist.
Oh, that is a whole nother story.
It's a whole nother story. And it's just been a journey with how my life has, what God's told me, brought me through.
So wait, you worked for a company that was eight. So I have a question. So if they sneezed, did you say, "God bless you"? They got to look at you like, "What?" No, I agree with you. I know what you're saying. But you were there. Do you were placed there to inspire?
I was.
Yes.
And the very first book, and there was only one. And they said, "We researched you, and we know that you're a Christian author." And I'm thinking, "Well, just have one book."
Right.
And he said, "I'm an atheist, and you're never to speak to me about Jesus."
Oh.
He takes me into the vice president, and this is in New Jersey, and he goes, "We've researched you. We know that you're a Christian author. I'm a non-practicing Jew, and you're never to speak to me about Yeshua. Do you understand?"
nice to meet you too. You know. So what was your reply on that?
I shouldn't have to speak. You should see his light coming through me.
You're right. That is true. My mother always said, let your inner light shine, and it will definitely shine through. And you don't have to say anything. It just shines right through you on that. Amazing. And then you also have another, this is very interesting too, this book in front of me here.
So the thing is, I meet so many people, and they have so many testimonies of what they've been through their lives, of either they were going to commit suicide, and there was one lady, she said she was going to slit her wrist, and she had already started, and she saw her two twin babies sitting there. And God said, no one will love your babies like you will.
Oh, wow. So we're going to come back in just a second. Let's play a little bit more. It's a miracle in the background, because you were telling me the story that you were driving and something had happened to you. Not, you have so many miracle stories. And we're just going to have just a quick little break here. We'll be right back.
Okay. From Boston to Denver and every town in between.
Background light, that's pretty cool. I like that. You keep it going. And so you called me last week, and we were talking about something that happened when you were driving, just one of the stories of the many. And what happened?
There was I used to work at a box store, and they had switched me to overnights to do inventory. And so I had worked all night, and they kept me over for 2 hours. And on my way home, I fell asleep, and I had, while driving, and I had traffic backed up every which direction.
What time was it about, would you say?
I think it was like 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And so, because I was supposed to left like at 7 or 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And so I had all this traffic backed up, and nobody blew the horn, believe it or not. Now, if I was maybe further south, they would have.
Right.
But most peaceful sleep, and I woke up, and I'm like, oh, wow. And so I went on home. The next day, I didn't make it to that spot. My car had, they kept me over. My car went off the road right before it hit a telephone pole with a transformer. Someone called me, and they said, God told me to call you that you're in danger, and your divine life purpose is much needed in the world today.
Wow. And then you had answered the phone, and you realized you're just about to hit a pole.
And it didn't ring. It just flashed.
Interesting. I see people that actually have hit telephone poles at 3 miles an hour, and they're dead on impact. And I want to tell you something. I want to bring this in. I was in a car accident back when I was a teenager. Long story short, and I'll tell you that story. It is up on YouTube. But I hit a telephone pole at 55 miles an hour. And it was so amazing that they put the car on display saying, where are the bodies? And within moments before the window, there was a barbed wire that would have gone right through the car. And we were fine, but that is up on YouTube under Dawn Reese Miracle Stories, and that's just one of the many. So I completely get it. And all of a sudden, God saved you from a horrible, terrific car wreck because of your friend saying, God told me to call you.
I didn't know him.
You didn't know him?
He had asked for my number on Facebook. There had been two people the week before.
Oh, then that is definitely more than God's. You've got a hotline right there, God, for sure.
He said, I have to stay on the phone with you until you're parked. And I said, no, I'm okay, I'm awake. He goes, no. Because God had given him an order, stay on the phone with him till he's parked.
When God speaks to you and you listen, that was a very profound word.
It was a wake-up call because God said, this is your last chance. I'm tired of fooling with you.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go back to what happened when you had lost your hearing. How did you end up getting your hearing back?
Well, I had emergency surgery. They just took me into the office, they said, we can't wait. We need to do it now. So they said, here's how the procedure is going to go. We're going to set you down. You're going to be awake. We can't numb your ear. We're just going to take a big, long needle. We're going to put it in a straw, and we're going to bust your eardrum. And he goes, and then after that, you're going to hear just a very loud sound. And so once they did that, and my mom was there, she was holding my hand. And then, because I was second year of high school, And so then they put this other tube down in there and they start sucking out the fluid. And it was so dark. It was like a dark purple. It's almost black. Mm. So it was like 95% deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And so once they did that, then everything was very loud.
Wow. And so, but you said you were reading something as well that brought you back to that where God had healed you?
Well, I had no more problems.
Right.
Until I went to Content 2020 in Texas, and that's a whole nother God story of how God did that.
Mm.
And so when I had came back, I had been invited to do a witnessing class.
Okay.
It wasn't even my church.
Interesting.
And so when I woke up, the fan was going, but there was no sound. So I thought maybe the power had just gone off. And I look over and I see the air filtration going, which mm-hmm. is very loud, but there was no noise. And I go, oh, God, no, please, please don't do this. And I had to start that witnessing class not being able to hear, just only read what was on the screen.
Oh, my gosh.
And I prayed. I said, God, why is this happening? And he said, I want you to recall when you couldn't hear and you didn't want to live, because I wanted God to take me.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes, just think about now during this pandemic where people can't hear. I can't read your lips because you're wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And how people are isolated. And he said, I want you to do a hearing impaired and deaf awareness campaign to go into I Am Josiah.
Wow.
That's how it ends. And so because Josiah means Yeshua has healed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole thing is, all the things I've been through and all the things that I have done, you know, God can always restore if we just ask him.
That is for sure, for sure. My gosh. And, you know, when you were at the International Christian Film Festival, how did you do with meeting everybody there? What had happened for your experience at the ICFF?
How I ended up going there was... And this is somebody, let me take you back a little bit before that, because with the identity theft, not only was it a credit card, but I was taking the condo payments to pay lawyers to get me out of this because I was going to prison. And so while paying them, I was 2 months behind on my mortgage. They come and knocked on the door, and they summoned me. They foreclosed on me. And I go, God, this is the first time I'd really heard from God. I said, God, this is not fair. I'm a good person. I have 28 charities. And he goes, I mean, I remember it being bent down at the end of my bed praying. And he goes, your house is built on sand.
Mm.
What do you say about that? You can't argue. So from there, it took, I thought it was going to be a short time. My neighbor called one day and she said, the police are here and they've just padlocked your house.
Oh, boy. And this all because of identity theft, that someone stole your identity.
Yes.
Oof, okay.
But see, I wasn't walking with God and then ended up, I was homeless.
Wow.
And then end up living with friends where we owned a business together.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was going to be a short time. Ended up being 5 years.
Oh, boy.
I was laid off. My mom died 4 times. Twice she was dead for 30 minutes.
When she died, did she have any experience on her experience on that?
She did.
Oh.
And I would ask her. And some people were like, stop asking her stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, she's the only person I know that's died, that's gone to heaven. She's the only one I trust.
Because mm-hmm.
she's going to tell me the truth.
Right.
And so it was, you know, I'd be like, what did you see and what did you smell? And she goes, it was the most vibrant colors I had ever seen. It was so peaceful. And so each time she would tell me a story and she goes, why is this happening? And I said, because you're afraid to die and God's giving you test runs.
Oh,
and some days
you.
She would call me and she'd say, do you think I'm going to die today? And I'd say, no, not today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today.
Oh, that's, you know, I've had a lot of other miracle stories of people that have died and gone to heaven and hell, and their experiences have been phenomenal. Of one lady, just want to bring this to the table for all of you. God had told her, I don't know you. Mm-hmm. And she says, what do you mean? I have the Bible on my table. He goes, you don't read it. You don't open it up. You don't know my word.
Yeah.
That's pretty heavy. So anyways, bye. So tell us more about your life and other things that have happened during your journey.
So after that, I needed to go see her.
Right.
And the job that I was working on, he said, you have no vacation, no sick time, denied. And then he cut my salary in half. And I said, I need to go see my mom. And so I had sent, I'm like, I'm going to see my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had sent out an email to my customers and said, you know, you can get a hold of me, but, you know, family emergency. So when I sent out that email, he called and fired me. And so 3 weeks later, she passed away.
Oh.
So, you know, it's just doing what needs to be done. and sometimes pushing the world away and listen to what you need to do.
That's a good word for somebody out there, and I'm sure this is for somebody. I have to bring this to the table as well. When my father was actually leaving this world, and I actually was going as a flight attendant for Southwest Airlines at the time, and somehow I got an interview, and they flew me in for free, and by the time I got to the interview, it was so funny in Phoenix, long story short, they said, "Where did you fly from?" I said, "Florida." They all went, "Florida? Like, what? We're not supposed to have you." There was a mix-up. But at that time, my father was on his deathbed, and I got to see him for the last time. And it was at that time where he was saying, "I'm going home, I'm going home." And then I was supposed to go to LA, and my mom said, "Why don't you just stay here and enjoy your father?" You know, and then when he could go to the pool, he could go to the pool. And I'm so glad that I took the time out of my busy life to spend time with my father that I will never forget, because you don't want to regret, wish I would have, could have stayed with somebody and enjoyed their time, because it is so fast, you know. And for people out there that have little children, I remember I was had two in a stroller, and they said, "Oh, it goes by so fast." And I'm like, sure, right. Now I'm just going to be 61 next Thursday. I don't look like it. I don't feel like it. But I want to tell you, it does. And just, you know, if you can spend time with the loved ones that you have and enjoy them and forgive them or whatever it is, it, you know, it just refreshes your soul. That's for sure.
It does. And it's just being in the moment. It's just talking to someone, looking in their eyes, not playing on your phone, not thinking about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear.
Right.
It's being present. And that's the whole key. And
wow. That's amazing. This is just amazing. If anybody have a question, we could take a couple call-ins if somebody's interested that are listening. I don't know what's happening on my Facebook, if they can hear us. We have the thing turned up there all the way. And we're live on Instagram on Dawn Reese Show. And I'm live on TikTok as well. And I do have to, oops, I don't know what's happening there. I'm kind of stuck. We'd like to say hello to everybody on TikTok. I hope you're enjoying these amazing stories. We have to get you on TikTok because you could be putting these stories up there as well for people. And also, we just want to just give God all the glory and honor today on this show. Yes. That it does touch somebody's heart. I know that you have more plans that you'd like to do. You were just at a big conference coming up. Tell us what happened down there in Texas.
I was at NBR, and that's the National Religious Broadcasters.
Right.
And I said, "God, what do you want me to do?" And he said, "I just want you to hand out your testimony." This is somebody that didn't want to work for God.
Tell everybody what this event is, how big this event is.
This is, from what my understanding, it's the largest broadcasting convention in the world.
I've never been there, and I need to go there. Yes, I do.
Awesome.
And you got your tickets and your plane fare, or did you drive? Or
I flew there.
You flew, okay.
And God had blessed me to go to Israel. The company, the atheist company that I work for,
right?
God had gave me the president's award, and I had three people trying to get me fired. They said, "We want your job," because God had just really grown the state of Florida.
Right.
I used to drive the whole Florida, so 80,000 miles in 2 years.
Oh my gosh!
And so, but I was on God's mission, and here's somebody didn't want to talk about God, but all the things I had gone through. So I had the points where they gave me to, they said, "What we're going to do," because I declared and decreed, "I'm going to Israel, my company's going to pay for it, and I'm going to win the President's Award."
Wow.
So there was only six of us out of 375 people.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's glory be to God, because it's all God.
It is. That, I'll tell you. That's amazing. So, and then, but what was phenomenal, you know, booths are pretty expensive at these events, I heard, and trying to get in. So you got your tickets, you got into this event,
yes,
and you met so many network people. And what had happened when you were talking to them?
So God had me do my testimony on purple.
Right.
This is not only my testimony, but it has the hearing part of it, where my hearing had went away. And then how it came back, and how everybody has purpose. You might not think that you can write a book, but
right,
if God has put the story on your heart, you can always find, as you see, editors. You can find, there's so many programs out there where it will basically do all of it for you.
Right.
And then the graphic designers and different things. If he's given you the task, he's going to finish up. So then it kind of goes into my testimony, but then on the last page, it has the witnessing part, because I always had, if you died today, would you go to heaven? So I kind of had the bread part, the first and the last. But going through that witnessing class, I needed the meat. And so that's the way this testimony has. So
So you were passing this out to TV network executives and people that had TV shows or So what did
I wasn't there to promote myself. It was just to share what God has done and to pray with people. That's all He told me to do.
Wow.
And so the first man that I went up to, I said, you know, can I pray with you? And he said, sure. And so had prayed with him, and I said, you know, do you have something on your heart that we can be in agreement with? And he said, yes. And I said, we'll pray, and we'll be in agreement. And so I had the anointing oil, we're holding hands, we're praying. And then the man finished, and I said, but I couldn't hear you because you prayed to yourself. He goes, oh, you want me to pray out loud? And he kind of looked at me, and then he started praying. He goes, my wife died 3 months ago. And it just brings the whole humble thing back that you never know. Mm-hmm. He looked happy. He was there. He was going through the motions.
But you don't know what somebody's going through when you see them. And just to have that kind of emotion and God just shining through you and just that anointed timing for Him, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what He had me do. He just had me walking around, and some people would say, I'm not the person. And I said, no, but God told me to give you my testimony.
And you don't know how many desks that this is sitting on yet, that people have taken your testimony, and there's a right timing for them to read it on that. And that's exciting about even Bobby Hill Casting with her production company as well. Mm-hmm. Looking at this and saying, okay, I'm going to be watching the show. And so she wants to do more Christian films. So I'm excited for you with your journey, what God is doing in your life. It's amazing. And we've been here at Tan Talk Radio Network. I've been here for like 12 years now, I think, a long time in radio and other stations. And we have so many amazing opportunities for people to come on the air with me. And I'm not done with you yet, because we got to come back. I want to do a book review on you and talk about the books and what they've done actually for me over the summer. Okay. So if we can do that probably in August, that would be good. I'll take them with me on my trip on that too. Any callers that want to call in? Do you have a question for GW Tolly?
Yeah.
I say Tolly. Here at 727-441-3000. We are live on Tan Talk Radio Network. And so anything else? We have about 15 more minutes. I'm looking at the clock and it's about 2:43 in the afternoon at our beautiful Clearwater Beach studio. Anything else from the heart that God's telling you that you'd like to tell the world?
Well, never give up. And that's one of the things, because actually when I had to find somewhere else to live, I ended up living with a family from Craigslist.
Wow.
Her son lost his job. He moved in, his pregnant wife, a one-year-old, a three-year-old, a five-year-old. 9 people lived in this little small house.
Done that. That's what family members back in the days. You look back and you go, God is so good. Wow.
So, and the day we moved in, the owner had sold the house. She was sick, and they wanted us out because they were going to rehab the house. And they didn't know that 9 people lived in this little small house. Mm. And my mom had just passed away, and it's hard to be sad when there's children around.
Right.
And so the little girl, she would be eating breakfast, and she would come up and just, sit on my lap, and the mom would come in, and she's like, what? She doesn't like anybody.
The Spirit of God just shining through you, and just little children just adapt to that right away. They can see that. I see that when people, they walk by and they go, hi. It's like, hi. And another amazing opportunity is just when God is really in your life and in control, things just come to you. People come to you, and you don't have to search as much. And that's phenomenal. You get phone calls out of nowhere, and someone says, how did that happen to you? And so, anyways, I hope you're enjoying this show. This is a special Hollywood Connections, we call it. If you're looking for a good church, go to beaminghope.org. They're over in Largo. Pastor Joe is amazing over there, and I just want to shout out to that amazing church. If you're looking for a good spirit-filled church, they definitely have it over there, and they help feed the homeless as well, on Mondays and Tuesdays. So check that out. Beaming Hope, also on Facebook as well. So anyways, I know it goes so fast, and I think we're good on all of our call-ins. We're good. Okay, people are driving, so we don't want you to pull over and call because you look over, oh no, Dawn just got me a ticket. So in the meantime, so let's talk about some of the things that you'd like to accomplish. What do you want to do now that you've done all this and you're out there, you're speaking in churches as well?
Wherever God sends me, I go. And because he had me create Kanana Ministries. That's Hebrew for grace.
Okay.
And that's children that have aged out of foster care. So I'm working with a lot of different agencies that, you know, some already have, all the will is set up. We just need the connections.
Right.
And that's in everything that we do. We just need the plug-ins to know where to go.
Right.
And so God has just opened that door. The Christian Chamber of Commerce has just been just amazing with the connections of different people. And God said in 2019, on top of the testimony, it said a book is to be written, a movie is to be made, it will be larger than War Room, and I can only imagine combined, it will be a style that the world has never seen.
If you have not seen War Room, amazing. The people were there about two years ago at the International Christian Film Festival, and talk about a powerful movie. And that, for those of you that don't know, just a little insight of this movie. I don't know if we even have the trailer of that. I don't know what War Room is called. You should hear this trailer. It's pretty phenomenal.
That's awesome.
If Tommy can find it. If you find it, yeah, I think it's well worth it. We should play that because I enjoyed it. And what I enjoyed was when they sold the house. There was a whole thing on there. If you can find it, it might be a trailer under War Room. I'm Dawn Reese. And then we have, just to give you some updates, we have a soap. This is coming up with Soap Opera Stars in December. We're excited about that. Patty will be here next week. And then we have some other VIP guests that will be at the station with us as well. We're very excited about that opportunity. So stay tuned. Please go to Dr. Hollywood Connection. Again, drhollywoodconnections.com. Listen to this and we'll be right back.
I want to be a good enough father.
Let's go, let's go!
Don't quit! Don't quit!
You are good and you are mighty and you are merciful. Praise you, Jesus. Guide me to who you want me to help. Raise up more that will call upon your name. Raise up those that love you and seek you and trust you. Lord, we need an army of believers and will stand on your word above all else. Raise up warriors, Lord, who will fight on their knees. Worship you with their whole hearts, Lord. Lord, call us to battle, that we may proclaim you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I pray these things with all my heart. Raise them up, Lord, raise them up.
So that movie, and I just want to say, there was a room after they sold the house. Can I give that little insight if you haven't seen the movie? Somebody came by and said, who prayed here? There was so much feeling of prayer in that room. That was her prayer room. And we got to meet all the amazing actors at the International Christian Film Festival. And it's something I tell people to get involved in if they are, you know, putting their shows out there. They're a singer. They're a Christian singer, artist as well for that. So, you know, and when God opens a door, no man can stop. Because there's so many things that God has for you here, and look at all the miracle stories that have happened in your life, and you even have. I remember you were telling me something else had happened in your life with when you were younger. Was there something when we were at the we had our own prayer meeting with everybody? You got to meet at our table, and which I don't remember what you had said, but you went around. Let me go back up. You went around to everybody that was there, and you said, "Everybody pray for your needs, what you need," and that was phenomenal because we didn't have a chance to do that with people that were around us, and we all stood there, and it was like, wow, that was like the most perfect moment of everything, you know.
And that's what he had me do because I said, you know, why are you sending me to this festival? You know, to have a table. And he said, you're only going to take 8 books. Mm-hmm. And he said, you're going to have anointing oil. And you're going to pray with people.
And you did that.
I have never prayed with people. I would never read the Bible, and I would never pray with people.
So how does somebody get past doing that? And they're listening. They're like, oh, okay, I know what he's saying, and I can't do that. And how do I get through that barrier? What would you tell them?
I have my motto is, I am comfortable being uncomfortable. Because one day God said, I want you to go over. He had sent me out at 12 o'clock during the day to walk in the Florida sun. Mm-hmm. And the shirt that I had on said Jesus, and I would have never worn a Jesus shirt.
Okay.
And all this traffic. And he said, see the man with the chainsaw? Go over and tell him I love him. Well, I was like, well, there's 3 of them, and he's kind of big, and he has a chainsaw.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, can you have somebody else do it? He said, I can, but you won't receive your blessing.
Oh.
And I was like, well, that's not fair. I kept on walking. I said, okay, I'm going to go back and just bring him to me. So I went back, and they were all gone. So I came back, and he came out from behind the house. And God said, go catty corner to him. Don't come right up behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up to him, and I said, God told me to come over to you and say, Jesus loves you.
Wow.
And I was still in stride.
Wow.
And he said, I love him too.
Well, you know, that reminds me of something. And maybe you can maybe get my opinion on something. Okay, I have to tell this miracle story because it's up on YouTube, and I'm in a Mural Angel, you can say. And I wanted to get your opinion. We had a production company with Jo Marie Payton from Family Matters down in Hollywood, Florida. Long story short, I had this was years ago. I had a little apartment. It was, like, terrible. We had changed the locks on it, and we were just dating and at that time. And long story short, My fiancé and I at the time, we had two dogs, and he said, did you lock the door? And I said, of course I locked the door. He goes, the key's inside. Now, I don't think we had any money. We didn't have anything. He was moving to Denver. I mean, and we didn't know where our relationship was going at that time. And we walk outside about 1 o'clock in the morning. Now, we just had major prayer. I want to back up. At this production company, everybody had prayer, like heavy prayer over us. And some guy walked by with a long hair, T-shirt, a tow truck driver shirt. And I'm a person that says, well, how'd you do that? What'd you do? Explain yourself. And anyways, he said, what are you guys doing? And I'm like, we were locked out of my little place in Hollywood, Florida. And he goes, where? Now, we followed him like puppies. I don't know why we followed him. And we went over, and he puts his hand on the door and opened the door. So, into my dismay, till today, and my husband now, we looked at each other and went, what happened? We went to thank him, and we couldn't find him. So, what happened to me? Us?
Well, God sends you what you need.
Right.
It might not be what you want, but he'll always send you what you need.
And that door was locked. It was Fort Knox locked. There was no way. And
God has shown up like that with me, and it's just sometimes it's mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
But I've stopped with the struggle, because the more you struggle and the more you say no, you're being disobedient.
Right.
Sometimes I don't understand what he's doing, because sometimes he'll want me to go pray with people or say things, and mm-hmm. and sometimes I don't want to, and I'm like, I don't know.
Right.
And he said, remember the time when you were hungry and I sent you somebody with pizza.
Mm.
Remember the time when you were crying when your mom passed away. I had somebody call you and pray. He said, just think about all these times that I ask you to do something for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, all the things I did for you.
That's beautiful. You know, I have like 7 minutes left, and I always bring this to my attention on air as well. You know, my mother used to say, Dawn, sit down and write a letter to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, what do you mean? She goes, write a letter to God and date it, put it in an envelope, and don't open it for about a year. Of things that you're grateful for, things that you want to thank Him for, people you want to pray for. Mm-hmm. And so I've done that over the years, and then I've opened it, and I just went, what? I sit there and just in awe, going, wow, of all the things that He's given me more of that I didn't even ask for. And, you know, so I challenge you today, you know, it's summer, you know, sit down and you're in your prayer time, write a letter to God and just date it, open it a year later and see the people that you prayed for that have come to God and the things that you've asked for that you could never imagine. You know, and I have to tell everybody this too. My husband and I, we're so excited. Back in the days, I used to put a sailboat on my refrigerator. I was a flight attendant making $30,000 a year. He was like, oh, I'll never have a sailboat. That's a lifestyle for the rich and famous. Do you know that almost 10 years later, I kept the sailboat on my refrigerator? And I said, maybe I have a magical refrigerator, but no, it's God. And I'd walk past it and say, in the name of Jesus, I can't wait for my sailboat. Long story short, the man that I ended up marrying, we have a 37-foot Endeavor that we lived on. Watch what you asked for, because we lived on it. The boat wasn't running at the time. But now it's under sunkisscharters.com, and we're opening up in 2 weeks with our own charter business. And we have two captains, a first mate. But I'll tell you, when you put things out there and you pray over them, and if it's meant to be, my mother would say, I have these quotes my mother would say, if it's meant for you, it'll open and fall in your lap. And I'll tell you, then, you know, now my husband and I, we have this amazing sailboat that we just redid, new sails, new everything, and new fresh end. So we're just getting that ready. So if you want to inquire, six people can go out there, sunkisscharters.com, and we will get back to you, and we're getting ready in 2 weeks. And I can't believe this. My birthday is next Thursday, July 8th. Thank you. I know, I can't believe it. And this is like the month of July. All my son's birthdays are in July. And I'll tell you, I've even prayed for my sons, and God has opened so many doors. And I'm so so proud of them. I just want to say that on before my birthday week, because I won't be here till next Tuesday, of course. And but I just want anybody you'd like to thank on air. We have 5 minutes left. Anything that comes to mind that you'd like to thank?
I'd like to thank God first, because
yes,
that's just the whole thing. I mean, it's all the unanswered prayers that have been, God has been answering.
Yep.
Even after my family has passed away. And just the people that have really embraced me, that sometimes all these things that just, it appears to be crazy and you don't understand.
Yeah.
And God doesn't, he doesn't, you know, equip the called. How's the saying go? God doesn't.
If one door is open.
He doesn't equip the called. He equips however it goes. I can't remember right now.
Right, right.
But that's. What I want to say to you is, just because you think you can't, but if God has ordained it, it's going to happen.
Exactly. Life is so short. And so enjoy the time with your family. Enjoy things that you love doing together. And that's truly amazing.
And thank you for you. Thank you for having me.
This is amazing. No, we're definitely going to, you know, you should be calling in the show as well and giving the word of the day. Mm-hmm. I would love that, you know, if you, whatever your travels are and out there. Mm-hmm. And I do have reporters that are in different areas, so I'd love to get them to interview you as well and do a sit-down interview on that too. And also, we do have some exciting news. There are some opportunities with other TV networks that are calling me and saying, Dawn, I got a TV network in Port St. Lucie. I want you in part of it. I'm like, yay! So who knows where God's taking this show and opportunities. I'm Dawn Reese, and this is Hollywood Connections. Remember, go to drhollywoodconnections.com. Again, drhollywoodconnections.com. Now, I want to tell everybody, we can put talent up there for $5 a day. So my husband and I, we have this website that he's supporting me with. And so if you are interested, we have your headshot up there, and we have film directors, producers. We have castings up there as well for any films that are coming in. That's phenomenal. We even have authors pages up there that we do have for $25 a month. But we don't take commission. We only help promote as well and get you up there to, you know, promote your book. And then we talk about that as well, and I hold up the books during the week and put you on social media. So check out drhollywoodconnections.com. And there's a lot of casting sites out there that you have to pay for as well. So we have a very, very low minimum, you know, to get you on for people that are talent-wise. And so that is what God's taking me with my website and our journey, and sunkisscharters.com. Check us out and also email. I hope you enjoyed today's show. It's 2:58. We have two more minutes. And any other and last words? Did I play all my commercials? I think I got everything done. Tommy's saying yes. And remember, go to Soap This on Facebook. There's upcoming events coming up with soap opera stars as well. And any other two-minute last words that we have for you?
I would just say, no matter what you do, just keep going forward. And the enemy's always going to try to talk and kill, steal, and destroy. But we just have to remember who our God is, and who's Lord, and who's on the throne. And
that's right. You know, our pastor, and he's probably going, Dawn, I haven't seen you for a while, because I know I've been busy. You know, we were talking about putting Christian music on in your home in the morning and keeping it on. Even if you have Alexa, put it on. Just keep it going.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I change it to steel pan music later, because I'm like doing the little dances around the house. But, you know, and once you have the praise and worship in the morning, you just keep that flow. And just, I'll tell you, just a blessing in your home as well.
Yeah.
And remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. I hope you enjoyed this miracle story session that we just had, and we're gonna have more with after I read these amazing books. And tell everybody where they can go and buy your books.
productionsbyfaith.com.
And it's coming to a theater near you. I'll tell you that very soon.
It will.
Thank you, everybody. And thank you for watching and listening. You can go to Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube, see the whole show again, and God bless you. Thank you for watching and listening.
Thank you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Allison Keyes.